Mary knew she couldn't embrace her fears. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Luke 1:30. Fear. It is the single greatest paralyzer of all time. It comes in many shapes and sizes. It is no respecter of persons, race, or status. It can cause big men to collapse, soldiers to crumble, and nations to retreat. It has sabotaged peace, prevented healing, and stirred division among families. Fear is a dynamic that people embrace and give power to in their lives. It is the silent enemy of hope, reconciliation, and success. It undermines confidence and minimizes opportunities. Fear comes in forms both simple and complex. It respects no one, nor does it mind if it explodes in bigger-than-life fashion. Gabriel had been in the angel business for quite a while and represented God's heart to his people. I have no doubt that Gabriel's words to Mary, warning her not to be fearful, came directly from God's mouth to Mary's ears. He knew that fright could easily take away her ability to hear of the miracle that she was getting ready to receive. Mary was a young Jewish maiden who had probably never thought of herself in any way worthy of a special glance. Surprise and fear were going to be the emotions of the moment, and God was prepared for them. "Do not be afraid" was not a request, but a command. When Gabriel declared that message to Mary, he was establishing the worthiness of God's protection and safety in her life. God was aware of her vulnerability in that moment, and he didn't want it to linger in her mind or heart. He wanted to remove her focus on her emotions and place it directly on himself and his character. This was significant because Luke 1:29 tells us that she was greatly troubled, and why wouldn't she be? Here you have this humble Jewish maiden going about her business, just being a precious young woman who truly loved God. She was living an obedient, spiritually rich life, knowing that she had a future with a young man by the name of Joseph. Since they were engaged, not married, Mary and her fiancé were still in the premarital phase of their relationship, getting to know each other, each learning how the other thought and felt. So it is no wonder that Mary was troubled from the first moment the angel opened his mouth. She knew from Scripture that God had used angels throughout the ages to deliver special messages and important instructions. Mary had also heard the prophecies of Christ being born. Yet, being the humble-minded person that she was, it never would have dawned on her that God would select her for this special occasion. She was a simple girl. What could Gabriel possibly want with her? Mary knew the angel's message was divine. The "do not be afraid" came on the heels of a moment when Mary's mind was swirling with her knowledge of biblical history. This command would be given to all the key players in the birth story of Christ. It was such an eternity-impacting event that no one was prepared to be a part of the moment. But that did not negate the fact that God was in charge and that he had selected the people he wanted to carry out his eternal plan. God would not allow fear to sabotage his hope for eternity and the salvation of humanity. That is why he waited until Mary was at the right age in history to implement hope for all of us. He knew that a strong foundation had been laid within her about who he was. So in that very